Hey, thanks, Murray. Okay, yeah, I'd like to echo what Murray said. Thanks very much to Paul Casey, Rosie, Jennifer Matthews, and Lily Ramsall, who's been very shy down the back there, who has inspired a couple of the poems I'm reading tonight as well, actually, from his book, Complicated Pleasures. Okay, I'm going to read some new stuff first, and then I'll finish up with some My Father's Eyes Are Blue. There's a war on in Afghanistan and Iraq. There was a war. And I've been interviewing soldiers and relatives of soldiers, loved ones, mothers, girlfriends, wives. A lot of people have gone and a lot of people haven't come back. And I'm going to be reading mainly some peace-promoting poetry on that tonight. So I'll start off with one called War Invalids, Part 1. Yellow fists of fog need new fields of half-bent knolls. In trampled tongues of numb flowers, thorns caught their breath. Meadows wobble in sour heat like cenotaph mouths in bugles. The violent chrysalis jailing infernos of marbling cold. Unfurled eyes, the flightless wings of sleep. War makes poems of men, showing, not telling, what a trigger does to flesh is autumn to trees. The memoirs of soldiers' eyes are caves bats hang from, wings glued shut like telegram envelopes, telling loved ones through percussion letterboxes that war's last march crawls down the face of ants. These are quite dark, but then a lot of the war poetry I was reading, everything's kind of been said, and some of the emotional kind of apocalypse that a lot of the people have gone through, a lot of people I think deem it too. It's difficult to hear, it's difficult to think about, it's difficult to see on the news, but there's a lot of underlying things that are going on, like the heroic sort of promotion of soldiers, and not all of the soldiers' actions in war is honourable, and despite just celebrating them, some of these things need to be brought to the forefront as well. And some of the soldiers I've spoken to are actually quite keen on that, more than being the pariahs, being heroes. War Envelopes 2. Her tears were exclamations, grief medals deserting typed truths, another widow taken by the envelope, where lips of a typewriter kissed his name, his face lived against her throat for months, alkaline badge of her heart. She plucked out his shrapnel, words to ease the flesh wound. Widows roam life like shawls of doom dawn, leave liquid sky snagged on grass, soft as black thorns of his iris, where she kissed his whispers bloom. His museum grew inside her, one last love letter for May, above the cot, a goblet father hung, to stop his babe from crying. There are two bloodings in war. One is the one we see on the news, and the other is not really talked about, where the beautiful blooding is appearing in births, in Sangin, and the great difficulty. This is for the civilians of Afghanistan. Tuesday is dead. In Whitehall, a green Lambda clone downloads the updated dead, whirring into italics from opium cradles. Doherty, 20, para. They bury bombs like loved ones, bollards of men on TikTok sand, cartwheel into television static, mothers pressing warm glass and sang in. A newborn's wiped clean, warm life and the cold stars, the beautiful blooding. This news is not reported, and yet it happened. I was really pleased to see David Cameron apologise for Bloody Sunday. A film came out a couple of years ago called Hunger, which I know Paul's seen, and probably all of you may have seen here. And this poem kind of was inspired by that, because I was a child growing up in the Thatcher years. This is called Long Kesh Prison. He lathed the Iron Lady who turned his ribcage, devouring the death blanket from bruised bone hollows. Iron shadows of prison bars fade on antique thatcher dreamers turned from imprisoned moonlight. Their worshipped invader. She turned to watch the news at the martyr in mural, wearing the emperor's new clothes made in England, a smile from the fool's robe. Writing history leaves scars like dusk, the Milanese burning Union Jacks, the tabloid pages mirroring Long Kesh walls where excrement was an Irish metaphor. I read on Biro walls near the Shankill. The sky keeps hold of moon like the British keep Belfast. And shining in the darkness there is man rising from their greener hills. One day he'll fall on Plantagenet Rose, away from Plover. A love poem, just going away from the war. You perfumed our end, a coup de grace in quink. My goodbye made trendy with knee-jerk wise signed yours. Because you took me three last times on your butcher's slab, pinned to cork, a butterfly's kiss of flightless silk left its hierarchy quieter. Like our babe's cries hushed away by a handed down song whispered by my younger shadow, suckling the brutal lyric, mockingbird. You wrote to me like a lawyer with a wasp as a lip, underlining RSVP in Dayglow, buying Jesus from Argos, a fake tan from Tesco, to show a priest that his water was pure enough for us. They said, in tabloid Basra and Wesen fog rises the filthy cloth, hollering for stars that bruise their sky and lions who pour up thorns to remove the oil of shadows. Their slippers that beat the stone ghost are no match for feasting newsreels. The gluttonous guns are a beast filling bellies with ricochet. Servants of oil's gun speak on whose behalf the names of dead soldiers are feel-good equilibrium slicks of truth that camouflage. If my children ask me of Iraq, I shall take them to its ghoul, the English squaddy who told me that Iraq was Lord of the Flies, how he left his heart shiver with tarmac, lying to himself it was worth it. How his gun drew breath through the head of an 8-year-old. The kill never counted, so we can't etch it, they said. This is really less of a poem and more of a few sort of statements that a few of the soldiers have said coming back and kind of turned into a poem. The mouth of the aircraft swallowed her husband, brought her back Medusa. When they make love now, he looks away from her, his eyes never left her before. She tells him they will celebrate his homecoming. He disappears at gatherings. The day he returned, his dog was so excited, its heart packed up. He listens to people with opinions on war and laughs in their face. He embedded a razor blade in soap, washed himself, wept. She said she loves him, will never give up. He raised a fist, she kissed it. His little brother asked to see his medals. He took him to a friend's grave. He was described as a hero in the local paper. He stoked the chimney with it. His wife wants to try for a baby. He packed his bags for war. Yeah, this one's for kind of people who have been together for many, many years in love and lost somebody. It's called Prisoner of Windows. Window writes, cloud stems, black bloom chant, stretching fingers, varicose on dreams. Sky's youngest flesh awakens the hourglass child. Dawn sands her stamen kiss. I swear the rain brought her lips. Pressed them on the robin's breast. Its neck broke, kissing my window pane. The long cold hours embossed her. Raindrops blemished her bed, death freckles comforted her. The teeth of smashed windows chewed up the moon. Storm closed its insomniac eye. Robins leave a bruised song swept across the clearing. Pegged ghosts are bedsheets. Okay, so just to reiterate tonight, if you buy both books, half goes to the Lord Mayor's charity, Simon. And I want to thank everyone here. And by the way, that last poem that I wrote there, Prisoner of Windows, was inspired by reading Billy Ramsell's Billy Ramsell's Complicated Pleasure. So, just to show that the link does inspire, you know. Goes organised, you've got your patience down, you can't find 41. Okay, this is called The Life That Went On. 10 wands bewitch him. He is different to me. In silver walls I smile, and we hold each other, immortal as nothing. Yet you were everything when I was mortal. It took you 35 months, yet I faded by the 13th. Memories live in a loft, lying next to your mother, and a rush by ornaments that you bought me from Tunisia. His name is Darren Davison, he drives a BMW, has a flourishing business, and charmed you into bed the first night you met him. You carry his child, it will be a girl, you will call her Bethany, and I will watch over you until she is born. And then I'll leave, returning only as the tears you cry once a year on the date we were born. It's called Blackbird in Bed. Your bleached canvas leaked to near death watercolours. Veins broken like splayed cotton in tapestries of tragedies. Your face, a blackbird nest. Your eyes, bird eggs blue, a mottled outer shell, clay smooth to touch, yet tampered yolk. From mouths that kissed you, they were beaks tapping to you. History wrote its Magna Carta in peppered concaves of insomnia. Eyes clouded like low amp bulbs. Distant as willpower reached out searching mine. All that arose was draft from peeled sills, yet guilt on your downed arms was how you viewed yourself, the blackbird you became. Your last words trapped in a clenched fist, crushing my prayers to a final gasp, staring at me open-eyed. I saw in your death how you saw me in life. Thank you.